obviously there's lots of good coaches in Northumberland. So first of all, to be nominated, secondly, to win the award was a bit of a shock. I mean, because when you look at all the coaches throughout the different sports and different activities in Northumberland, it's quite an honor to be nominated and also then to win the award. So again, I was shocked to get that award. For me, I think coaching started, I'd have to say, when I look back to all the great coaches I had growing up as far as with my hockey career, I don't remember ever having a so-called coach that I disliked. I think all my coaches were great mentors, knowledgeable, and they kind of got me to where I was with my hockey career. So I think for me to give back was something I always wanted to do. I started probably early teens with helping out at hockey camps and power skating clinics. And then once I finished my hockey, then I started into coaching and also helping out again or teaching at my own clinics. It's not difficult. It's always fun, and we try to make it fun. And therefore, yeah, it doesn't seem like work. Even preparing for it is it brings, you know, joy when I think about looking at what we're going to do with the next session. I think just seeing the young athletes develop, I think the looks on their faces when they perfect a skill or they use that skill in a game and they're successful with it, I think their success is what brings me kind of my success. I think the biggest challenge in coaching is just always taking the time to continue to learn. I think that we can't become static as a coach. We always have to push ourselves to become better, push ourselves to challenge ourselves. Obviously, as I get to be a little bit older, some of the challenges are keeping up with the young people and being able to do those skills, the ones that we didn't learn back when I was a kid. So, you know, when I say like the Mohawk and the Michigan, that wasn't part of the game when I was a kid. So for me to get out on the ice and be able to teach it, I have to push myself to continue to get better as well, not only as a coach, but also as a player. So that can be a challenge. You know, we have to be positive. The game has to be fun, or games have to be fun. Learning has to be fun. And if it's not fun, then we're going to lose kids from the sport. So we have to make it fun. I always say to my players, whether it's my team or whether when I'm doing development, is my number one rule on the ice is have fun. And if we're not having fun, then I might be doing something wrong. You know, and everybody's going to learn a skill at a different pace. So I think also being patient is a big thing. But positivity is a huge part of it. We have to teach in a positive way. We have to, you know, allow the kids to grow. The other thing that I say when I'm on the ice, especially in practices, is that push yourself outside your comfort zone. This is a place where we don't judge. Therefore, this is the place we can make mistakes. This is where we're going to learn. So the mistakes that we make in practice, when we make those corrections, when it comes to a game, we're going to be faster. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be a little better with our stick. Our shot's going to be a little bit harder. And if we practice at the same pace and the same level all the time, then we're going to stay there, especially if we're scared of, you know, making a mistake. So I think putting kids in a position where they're not afraid to make a mistake, where they're not going to be judged by a coach or not afraid that they're going to get yelled at because they've made a mistake and they're not going to be judged by their peers, I think that's a huge part of learning for anything, especially developing into, you know, an athlete, is if we're afraid to make a mistake, then we're not going to try.